Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. And today we are here with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors, each representing one European country under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. And right now I'm joined by Ella Maria Nortz, who is the German ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred, Ella. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me. Happy to be here.
So, Ella, the first one is a very, you know, basic question. What's 27 Times Cinema Project about? And what does this opportunity actually mean to you?
Yeah, so basically we're these 27 very young cinephiles, I would say, coming from all over Europe and being united here on the Lido in Venezia at this amazing festival. So it's a real explosion for me to, after all these dead months of closed theaters, to suddenly have so many people and amazing movies around me. And it's really nice to get to know all these people from all over Europe, because...
And to learn from them, maybe.
Exactly, and to get all these different perspectives, especially in this cinema context, because cinema is all about opinions, perspectives, sharing ideas. So it's a very inspiring experience for me.
Ella, I read from your profile that the film which made you fall in love with cinema is L'Eclisse by Michelangelo Antonioni.
Yes.
Well, is this Italian film the reason why you would like to make films in your life? I read this in your profile.
I think there's a difference between a cinephile and a filmmaker. So I think I was always a filmmaker. It was very natural. When I was 10 years old, I had this iPod Touch and I just started making movies. So I really loved expressing myself through this medium. But I actually never really watched many movies, also because there were no proper theaters in my hometown, like only these big blockbusters that I couldn't afford.
Yeah, because at least we can say that it's an art house film.
Exactly. And I had this one uncle who was a big cinephile, and he would invite me every year to come for a movie day to his place. And then he showed me L'Eclisse when I was 12 or 13, I think.
Oh,
and I was
very young.
I have never seen anything like this before. And this whole rhythm and aesthetic, and especially the last scene, which was just extraordinary. It truly inspired me, and I have to think of this movie almost every day now since then.
And what's your background, Ella? I mean, what are you studying?
So it was always the plan to make films since I can think. Although I still decided after having finished my final exams to go to Berlin and to study philosophy and literature to get a whole new perspective on this medium. I didn't always want to stick to film. So I did this during my applications for film school, and I actually just got accepted 2 months ago, and I will start directing in October.
Are you planning, let's say, to integrate philosophy somehow into filmmaking, into the way you would like to make films?
Yeah,
I think that's interesting.
I think philosophy is everywhere.
I totally agree with you.
Very big questions, and having this this approach from philosophy to it can be very interesting for films, because basically philosophy taught me how to think a very structured way.
And how to be critical, and how to,
exactly, and it helps me to structure my films as well, and to sharpen and focus my ideas that I have.
Okay. And what about film festivals in Germany? I mean, what would you recommend? Because there are a lot of film festivals there. So
yes.
I don't know. What would you recommend to our listeners?
I mean, of course, there's Berlinale.
Of course.
We all know that. I've been enjoying going to Berlinale, although it can also be very exhausting. It's a big and... like very intense festival, and it's all over the place in Berlin, so I have to sleep for 4 weeks after I've attended
it. It's challenging, let's say.
I actually prefer are the youth film festivals we have in Germany, and that's also why I can make films, because there's a lot of support from the state and other cultural institutions to bring the young people together. To show their films. So I've been all over in Germany and also some other countries in Europe to just show my short films, and that's a great thing.
And what about independent films?
So, I mean, I'm very blessed to live in Berlin right now, because we have many great art house cinemas where I can watch all sorts of movies, and also independent open air screenings.
Just to, out of curiosity, are they showing films in their original versions with subtitles?
They are, but only in the independent little cinemas. So I was about to say that actually where I come from, Heidelberg, like a town in the south, we only had these blockbuster cinemas and it was almost impossible to see films in the original language and even to see European movies. It's like a very rare thing, which I think is sad. Also,
What do you think about this difference between, you know, original films with subtitles and films with dubbing?
It's actually exciting because the workshop I'm visiting is about subtitles, so I think it's a very important, difficult topic as well, because so much can be lost. Exactly. Yeah. For example, when I watched Call Me By Your Name for the first time in my hometown in German, I hated it. And then I saw it again in an outer cinema and it became my favorite movie. You can really tell the difference. Also, I think a lot of humor can be lost in the titles or word games and everything.
I think in terms of language, of course, but also maybe in terms of, you know, the relationship between the audience and the characters themselves.
Definitely. And it also takes away from the visual
because you have,
I mean, there's no that perfect way, of course.
There's no perfect way.
The best thing would be to have a European movie without any language, or like a world film. This is actually what I dream of, to make one accessible movie for everyone without any verbals.
Could you expand on this? What do you mean?
It's a very general idea, and I think also a very a bit idealistic and maybe impossible, but I think about it a lot. What could there be? What ways could there be to actually make a movie which would be accessible for everyone? Because as we know, many cultures have the same face expressions, for example, like laughing, which is in every culture, like everybody would understand. So I would explore on those topics and integrate them in one story which would touch everyone without needing language, actually, like body language.
So like a silent film or something like that?
Yeah, not silent. I mean, we would have noises, but they wouldn't be necessary or important. Maybe we would have dialogues, but we don't need the information from the dialogue in order to understand the movie.
Okay. That's interesting. Thank you, Ella,
for
sharing your experience as the German ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. And thank you to all of you. Stay with us to know more about the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.